You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shamika. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Hi, this is actually Cassandra from Insure on the Spot.
Yes,
we have we have a mutual customer. She's been calling to get a jump start. And she said that the first time that she called, they had said that they were going to service her. And then they went to like a survey. And then next time that she tried to call again, they're like that she wasn't covered for any of that.
Oh, they said, okay. The first time she called, they sent her to a survey. She went to a survey. The second time, she called, they said that she's not covered.
Yeah. So I just wanted to see if you guys could help me help her.
Yes, ma'am. Of course. Of course. All right. Now give me, is the customer in a safe location, ma'am?
I believe she's in her home. I have her on the other line. I can put her on three-way if you don't mind.
Yes, ma'am. Put her on, okay. And I would like for you to stay also.
Yeah, of course, of course. Did you want ma'am. Her policy number beforehand? Before I,
No, ma'am. I need her phone number so I can get that last ticket.
Okay.
What's her phone number?
Her phone number, it is 773-946- 2689.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Give me just one moment with this. Her name is Kimberly Scott.
Yep. Kimberly Scott.
All right, ma'am. Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and comment her in.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Oh, actually, hold on one second. There we go. Miss Kimberly?
Yes.
Okay, so I have the roadside assistance representative on the other line. So we're all together, all three of us. So she's just going to ask you a few questions just to get you the assistance you need, okay? But I'm still here.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so very much, Kimberly, for being patient with us. Okay, for security reasons, Kimberly, could you please verify the home address that's on your policy?
6923 South Franklin, 60621.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, are you making model of the vehicle you're calling about?
08 white Dodge Venture.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, all right. And then let me see what they have down here for the service that you needed. Give me just a moment. The computer's loading. And what was wrong with the vehicle and what service did you need?
Actually, ma'am, I just actually needed a jump in front of my vehicle, in front of my address. I just needed a jump. That was it.
Okay. Jump start. Okay. Yes, they said she's above the service limit. Okay. Ma'am, how many services she get ever so often?
Her policy comes with, one second.
Is it one service every 72 hours?
I believe so, yes.
Yes, ma'am. She got a service day before yesterday. So that's why the 72 hours is still hanging in there.
Excuse me. I called.
It was a jump start.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? I called in last night. I called in on Insure on the Spot, but they were closed. It was like 8:50. But I spoke to someone and she told me to hold on. But it was like one after nine, so I just hung up the phone. No one never came out to do anything. I never spoke to anyone to tell them anything. It's on my vehicle. When I called her last night, she told me they closed at nine, so I never got a jump start or anything. I think you're looking up the wrong person. My name is Kimberly Scott. My address is 6923 South Sanguine, 60621, apartment 1F. No. Never called for no job at all.
She's stating that you said there was a call made on Sunday, or?
Yes, ma'am. It was a call made on Sunday for another jump start, and it was called in at 2:55 in the evening time, almost 3 o'clock. And then it says that she's above the service limit. That's why she has no benefits. So she would have to wait the 72 hours out.
I never made a call, ma'am. This is what I'm telling you. My first time ever calling here for a jump for my vehicle. My vehicle been sitting outside my house for like almost 3 weeks or so, probably a little bit longer than that. I never made a call to get a jump because I was trying to get a jump from my family member next door, but they'd be at work a lot. Yesterday night was the first time I called here to get a jump. I never called Sunday. I never called Sunday, Saturday, or Friday. I called last night.
Someone is using your insurance information because I have a Kimberly Scott. Her phone number is 773-946-2689. Her address is 6923, and that is in Chicago, Illinois. The zip code is 60621. The vehicle is a 2008 Dodge Avenger, and she needed a jump start. Her battery was dead, and then she was located at a place. It was at 10301 South Doherty Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. Zip code was 60617, and let me see, the provider, okay, missing payment option. So they didn't get your payment option, but it was dispatched out, and that's the reason why they say that you are already above your service limit. You already used one. If you get one service every 72 hours, you have to wait out your 72 hours, or either you will have to continue as a cash call.
No, ma'am, that was not me. If that was me Sunday, I would not be calling today, Tuesday, for a jump for my vehicle because my vehicle will be mobile. I will be able to drive my vehicle. That was not me.
Okay, well, let me message my supervisor and see what they can do for you. I'm just going to ask a few questions, and could you just give me just one moment?
Yes, ma'am. This is crazy.
Sorry for the wait. Yes, ma'am. Did you say that service was on one service every 72 hours?
Correct. She has one service on her policy.
It'd be just a moment. I have to wait for an answer.
No worries.
All right, ma'am. Okay, here we go. What we're going to do is we're just going to make sure that she gets her service. Let me see. Okay, here we go. I'm going to have to start over on the ticket. Okay, so this is another ticket. I made sure that I started over. All right. Okay, here we go. Give me just one moment. I have to get them to override this, and then we can continue. One moment. Yes, it'll be just a moment. They're coming to override it. And then after that, we'll be free to move around. I guess finish the ticket.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Okay, I'm still waiting. Yes, I'm sorry for the wait. I had to make a whole nother ticket. Okay. Okay, let me see what her name was. Kimberly Scott. I can remember that. Okay, I just need this phone number. Is your phone number? Is her phone number 773-946-2689?
Yes, that's my number.
Would you like to receive the mobile text update on the status of your service today?
Yes, ma'am.
Message and data rates may apply. All right. And then they said something about section 3. Okay, that is an 11.822. No, that's not the right one. And then the letter N. Let's go. All right, then is this section 3? Keep on going. Section 3. All right, I need her phone. I need her address, her home address.
6923, and then I'm going to spell the street. It's S as in Sam, A-N-G-A-M-O-N Avenue. That's apartment 1 in Chicago, Illinois, 60621.
60621. Yes, ma'am, give me a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, I need the year, make, and model of the vehicle again.
2008 Dodge Avenger, white.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Okay, Dodge Avenger. Okay, Avenger. Okay, and I think that we've reached the part where they can override. Okay, great. Okay, here we go. This got to be it. Okay. Okay. Just a moment. All right. Okay. Let me see what else that I need after that. Okay, she has $50 coverage for the service. Okay, what service did she need? She just need a jump start. Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Won't start. Okay. All right. I have yes and no questions for the jump start service, ma'am. She's good to go now. You don't have to stay on the phone.
Okay. I don't know if it's gonna disconnect. If I hang up,
yes,
all.
Ma'am. Okay, I'm gonna try to go as fast as possible.
Okay.
It's a jump start. It's a jump free.
I don't know yet. Yes, ma'am. I have some yes and no questions for the jump start service. We can see at the end. I'll let you know at the end because for right now it just don't say that it's free. Yes, ma'am. Okay. I have some yes and no questions. Does the engine stop running while you were driving? Did it stop running?
No. Actually, it's just not. It cranks up, but the battery is like, I just that's not don't have a lot of power in it, you know, to get the going.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Like I said, it's been sitting for like 3 weeks, and you know, And that was it. I'd be on public transportation a lot. So I just needed a jump.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Is the vehicle backed into a parking space, pulled into a parking space, or in no parking space?
It's in a parking space where I'm able to get a jump.
Yes, ma'am, but it's not backed into it, is it?
No, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, are there any other vehicles currently parked around it?
Well, it's like a white truck behind me, but it's like when we all park over here, we park enough to take like 2 parking spaces, so I'll just see it like that.
Will you be with the vehicle once they come to get the jump start?
Yeah, I'll be standing here looking out of my window waiting for them to pull up.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Let's see. All right. She doesn't need all of this. Okay. The vehicle is currently located at your home at 6923 Sangamon Avenue.
Yes, it is.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Give me just one moment. I'm going to tell you what I see. Now it's time to tell you what I see. Okay, be just a few seconds. The computer's loading. Okay. All right, ma'am. I already have you mapped and located. You're covered for $50. I have to make some phone calls for you just as soon as I secure someone that will take the job. And when we hang up, they're going to send you a text message with the name of their company on there, their phone number, and the ETA, which is the estimated time of arrival. Is there anything else we can assist you with today? You're going to get a text message.
Actually, I just wanted to make sure, because right now I don't have the funds to pay this. I have to pay out of my pocket. That's
yes, ma'am. Sure. Well, this one for sure, it didn't ask for a payment method. And I don't think that you have to pay anything. I don't think, but I don't know for sure. But if you get a text message to your phone, that means that you are covered. If you get a call back from me, that means that I'm giving you a quote, okay? But I think that it's
okay.
Covered. All right. And anything else?
Okay. No. The other young lady on the phone, can you give me your extension, please?
We don't have any extensions, exact extensions.
I'm talking to her. From the insurance on the spot. Hello?
She's gone. I think she's gone.
No, I'm so sorry. I had you guys on mute. I don't have an extension, but my name is Cassandra if you wanted to go ahead and call back.
And my name is Shamika if you call back. My name is Shamika.
Cassandra Shamika. Okay, well, Shamika, you said that if I receive a call from you, that means I have to pay out of pocket. But if I don't.
But if you don't, you will get a text message, and then they'll let you know that you already have someone set up for you. That text message means you're good to go. A call back for me means a quote. It didn't ask for any payment options. I don't want to promise you anything because you're very precise in the question that you're asking. So I don't want to be wrong. I'm saying if I give you a call back, that means that I'm giving you a quote. So that means that it's a slot up here that money goes in. But then if you get a text message, that means that you're good to go.
Okay, thank you so much, and both of you have a blessed day.
All right. All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.